my people. Welcome back to another edition of the Rated 18 podcast. I'm still your girl, Kink Chick, aka Big Baby, and today I bring you a very spicy topic. This topic will put a lot of Nigerian marriages into serious confusion. Guys, the topic of today is 100%, okay, let me not say 100, 99.9% of married couples in Lagos cheat on their partners. Yes, I'm just beating the extra 0.1% because I'm supposed to say 100% of married couples in Lagos cheat. But I'm just saying, let me just give that, you know, extra 99.9% of married couples in Lagos cheat on their partners. And that's on period. And that's on fact. And I'm going to tell you people more as we dive into this topic. So sit back and relax. Let me give you guys gist. Okay. So now, Lagos, as we all know, is a very bustling place. Like, Lagos is where everything happens. Lagos is where, in fact, anything you think of happens in Lagos. So then when we look at people that have decided to, like, commit themselves to a particular person for life. Okay, I'm married to you. I devote myself to you. I devote my time, everything, my energy, my money to you. And you find yourself in a city like Lagos where everything is happening. All the hookup, all the Instagram baddies, all the Gen Z baddies, all the so and so, sugar mummies and sugar, everything is happening in Lagos, guys. And then I think, you know, I sit down to think, like, how do these people cope? How do these people cope? Tunde Ednot is pressurizing every Nigerian man with God bless Africa. Every day you open your Instagram, Tunde Ednot is posting God bless Africa, and you are seeing humongous bomb there. How do you think these men cope in their marriages? Definitely, they will go and look for one or two girls. And we now know that in Lagos, this liposuction trend, BBL trend, is everywhere. What can you say for that? A man is driving maybe on the streets of Lagos, or is hanging out in a very nice restaurant, and he's seeing a girl heavily loaded with BBL, huge bomb, and his wife at home is just managing with her flat nyash. What do you think will happen? There are so many scenarios I can paint for you guys, and I'm going to paint them for you guys. Okay, so just sit tight. Just relax yourself. Back to the Instagram. Instagram is where everybody advertises themselves now. Everybody's marketing their business. Everybody's marketing themselves. We have the Instagram baddies. We have the Gen Z baddie. I, for one, am an Instagram baddie. Don't play. I'm an Instagram baddie. And I know the number. I can count the number of married men that are in my DMs every single day. Every single day. And sometimes I wonder, like, are these men not happy at home? Or is it just about the sex? Or I don't understand. Like, what is it about this people? And majority of these people are in Lagos. Majority of these married men are in Lagos. In fact, some of these men, maybe they are based in other states, but once they enter Lagos, they must go astray. Once they land into Lagos, they must go astray. So I can count the number of married men in my DMs asking to see me, asking to do this. Some of them even tell you they want to have a relationship with you. And then you ask. There was a time where I used to even preach to some of them. Like, if a married man should, like, approach me, I will preach to him. Sir, don't do this. Don't do this. You have a wife at home. I'm not even playing. Don't do this. What about your wife? What will your wife say? Like, some men even go as far as taking a girl to their matrimonial home, in their matrimonial bed. Like, there is no respect. What about the vows you made? Like, the vows you made on the altar. You stood in front of the congregation and you made a vow to your wife. And you're doing all these things. I'm not even sparing out the women. A friend of a friend of a friend told me that in this same Lagos, group of women, they go out chasing after young boys. Young boys that we are trying to manage. Those of us that have not seen sugar daddy to be, you know, keeping up. We are managing the young upcoming guys. Little did I know that all the big married women are chasing. They are following us to drag young guys. I'm not even going to Abuja. Abuja is story for another day. Let's just focus on Lagos for today. Let's just focus on Lagos. Let's keep it to Lagos. Like, how will a married woman be struggling young guy with me? You are married. You have your family. You have everything. Me, I'm trying to, like, start my own with a young guy. And you are dragging with me. Oh, because you have the money. And we see that the most important tool they use, you know, to achieve this, their cheating spree, is money. I will come to those that don't have money but still find a way to cheat. But majority of them that cheat is because they can afford it. Because truth be told, guys, cheating is very expensive. Cheating is very expensive. If you're a married man that is, you know, you have a family, you have kids, you have everything. If you don't have money, I'm not sure you'll be able to cheat in this Lagos. Maybe you can cheat in Aba. You can cheat in any place, maybe any other state, but you see this Lagos, cheating will cost you. If you are depending on how you are cheating, because most men today, because maybe their wife cannot, you know, suck their dick, tomorrow they are reaching out to a girl and the girl is doing it and that one does not really do it well. Before you know, they are reaching out to another girl. Uche will do it. He will not give him the satisfaction. He will meet Oluchi. Oluchi will give him and give him small and he'll be like, okay, this girl try, this one try. The next day, because he wants to satisfy that urge, he keeps going on and on. The least thing he will give to these girls, let me say, 100k now, or let me bring it down, 50k, and maybe this man is trying to get satisfaction before you finally meet the one that can blow his mind. Man has spent up to 500k in this Lagos because cheating is expensive. Nothing you say, those that try to keep it a bit discreet, those that don't really frolic around, have different girls and all that, they will have maybe a particular side chick. For example, now you have an Instagram body as a side chick guy, you will be buying Brazilian hair. Keep your money for Brazilian hair. Keep your money for vacation. Keep your money for nails and microblading and everything, because Instagram baddies have to stay up to date. And you are the one that is going for, you are going for all that. Your wife is not doing all that. Why did you marry her in the first place? Your wife is not adventurous. Your wife is not sexy. Your wife doesn't know how to like give it to you. But you are the one that went to go and marry Mary Amaka. You saw her when you married her. You saw him when you married him. Oh, my husband's tiny. My husband has a penis. That's why I cheat. Auntie, you saw the tiny before you entered into that marriage. You saw the tiny penis. Oh, my husband cannot make me come. Or were you a virgin before you got married to your husband? You saw the tiny penis. So what is really the excuse for this cheating? Is it just that maybe people just feel like, okay, since I've gotten married, there's nothing more. Let me just, I'm now free to do anything I want. After all, he has put a ring on it. So what's really the main thing that is making people to cheat? Is it just longer throat or jukokoro? Like, maybe, you know, sometimes you have something at home, you have a nice pair of shoes at home, but you go out to the store and you see something that is very flashy. And because you have the money to afford it, like I said earlier, cheating is expensive. You have the money to afford it and you just say, okay, let me just buy it. It's not like you need the shoes. It's just that it's just fine in your eyes. So I guess there's like so many reasons why people cheat. Yes, let me break it down. There's so many reasons why people cheat, okay? So I think some people cheat because of boredom. They are bored. Like they just want to like spice things up in their lives. Maybe some people that have been married for like 30 years, 40 years. Okay, let me say 30 years, 20 to 30 years. And they are like, okay, maybe they've been, you know, sticking to this woman. Okay, let them just do something different. Let them just spice up their life. And then they just hook up with one girl without informing their wives. Because I know of some couples that like do it together, okay? So when you do something that's without the knowledge of your partner, that is cheating. So they just like, okay, I'm bored. Let me just do something. And then they do it. And then there are some people that they just have longer truths. There are some men that just have longer truths. Nothing is wrong with their wives, though. Their wives are beautiful. Their wives are sexy. In fact, their wife has done bum bum. Their wife has done breasts. Their wife has done everything. Facial, this thing, jawline, everything. She's looking young. She's using the latest cream. She's rubbing the latest thing. She's doing the latest frontal. These men are just dogs, like ojukokoro. They can never be satisfied. Their wife will give them dog, snake in the monkey shadow style, doggy style, anyhow style they want, anyhow they want it. She will hang on protector, do a corona style, any style that the man wants, the woman will give it to you. But this man cannot just be satisfied because of what? Because of longer show. So there's nothing wrong with the wife. There's nothing wrong at home. Everybody's happy. Everybody's doing their duty. But this man just, maybe just saw one flashy girl, one fine girl, just saw something. And he just tickled his fancy like, okay, let me just hook up with this girl. Nothing. It's not like he's horny. It's not like he's sex starved. He's just, you know, greedy. He's a greedy man. He just wants to have it all. Yeah. There are some men that just, they just beat their chest. Before I die, I must have sex with 1,000 women. So it's a scorecard for them. They have to just sleep with that 1,000 women. Nothing is wrong with it. They just have to do it. And then there are the men that are sex starved. So I pray for it's well. Like, marriage is not easy, guys. It's not easy. Married men and women, you people are trying. We, the single association, we cut cap for you. We clap hand. In fact, I will put you in my prayer personally if you are married out there, because it's not easy. Because imagine someone being in a marriage and the person is sex starved. At least I have to give these people some grace. You know, some people are genuinely sex starved. Like, they love their wife, they love their husband, but they're sex starved. Anything can happen in a marriage and maybe the other person is no longer feeling the other person. Okay? And it starts starving the other person. Or maybe they are busy. Like, you know, sometimes when people get married and they start having kids, for example, the woman starts having kids and maybe she's not as agile as she used to be because of the stress of the children. Or maybe, for example, women that have cesarean section, you know, they gave birth through CS. Sometimes they might actually lose the urge for sex after childbirth. Most women lose the urge. Or let me say some women lose the urge for sex after childbirth. Some women lose the urge for sex because of stress. Some men lose the urge for sex because of stress. So it's not like intentional to them. You imagine your husband coming home from work and he's so tired, he just sleeps off. Like, he doesn't even look at the wife to say, okay, should I do anything for you? So that might actually make the woman to go outside, you know, to look for sex because she's sex starved. And she can't tell her husband. You know, she doesn't tell her husband, like, oh, honey, this was happening. Since I feel like marriage should be like, should have that kind of space where if you're not able to perform, you should give your wife space. Because I know some of you would drag me from this. In fact, many of you would drag me for this. But it's better that you know what your spouse is doing than them doing it behind your back. Because, for example, like, she's just sex starved. You guys can plan. Okay, since the man is tired of, you know, he's tired, he can no longer give it to her at this point because he's stressed. They can plan, like, okay, let's hook up with this person, you know, under the man's knowledge, and they can, you know, satisfy the woman. Because if your woman is not satisfied, she won't be happy. If your man is not satisfied, he won't be happy. And that will lead to cheating because he's doing it behind your back. She's doing it behind your back. So it's better off if you guys have an agreement. If you guys know that, okay, this is it. This is what it is. I cannot do this for you for now. So let us get someone. So I think that's way better because it's not easy to be sex starved. It's not easy to, you know, just be there, especially for people that have high libido. So this is what drives some men, some women out there to go cheat because their husband or their wife is starving them. Okay, so that's actually one of the reasons why people cheat. Sex starving. And then another reason why people cheat is that ex. There is one particular ex that your wife has. There is one particular ex that your husband has that has been, that, you know, they used to give them this kind of sex that used to blow their mind. And then the husband cannot meet up to that level. Or more, that your wife would cheat. That your husband would cheat. That ex. You know, some people say, no, my ex. See, that ex, there's this, my friend told me about this girl that, you know, she got married and she broke up with her husband within 4 months because when the husband was fucking her, she was mentioning another man's name. Can you imagine? A married woman mentioning another man. That's that ex that used to totori her brain. That's the ex that used to make her come. That's the ex that used to make her squirt. So now she's married and this husband cannot reach that G-spot, cannot touch that thing that that man used to touch in her. Most times, most women go back to their exes. Most times, most men go back to their exes because that's like the safest space for them. You know, those that maybe they don't want to like start, you know, fucking around or anything, they go back to that. So if you have that ex that used to give it to you very well, if care is not taken, you will cheat. If you're not already cheating in your marriage now. So let me give this advice to single people that have not yet entered into marriage. Any ex that you have that you know that will stop you from, you know, enjoying your marriage, it's better you go and marry that ex. Yes, it's better you marry that ex because it causes a lot of problems in relationships, in marriages. It causes a lot of problems. Okay? Another reason why people cheat is social media. Social media is crazy. Social media, I can even say that, you know, the marriages of our forefathers, you know, was a better deal than what we have now because of social media. Social media literally rubs everything into your face. Social media literally shows you that, or more, if you had waited a little while before getting married, you would have found a finer person. Social media will make you feel like, I should not make a mistake marrying this my husband. Look at this fine guy. I should not make a mistake marrying my wife. Look at this guy. This guy is loaded. And it keeps rubbing it into your face. Like, people are literally addicted to their phones. You know, this phone you see, phone has caused a lot of problems. Phone has caused a lot of issues in marriages. Because most people get addicted to phones. Most people get addicted to their social media. And then they forget that they have a wife at home that they have to, you know, take care of, that they have to tend to. They forget they have a spouse at home that they have to tend to. Okay. They are focused on social media. And then now almost every girl is going naked on social media. Almost every girl is going naked on social media. Count me in. I'm one of them. I will not lie. I will not lie. Like, this is my generation. We don't really know how to wear clothes. And you know, all these kind of things entice men, even guys. Girls and guys, like, you see guys, you know, showing off their six packs, doing workout. In fact, guys now are not showing their prints. My generation, we don't like clothes. My generation, we are going back to the old ages where Adam and Eve were wearing only leaf to cover their private parts. That's my generation. And there's nothing we can do about it. Guys are wearing bum shorts. You are seeing their prints. Any woman will see that and she will start to imagine. A woman that has money will reach out to him. Hello, baby boy. Let's meet up and this. And then you have it. Sugar mommy. A man that has money, let me fly you out to this place. And the girl goes to meet the guy. So I should say that's the top of the list. Social media and phone is one of the major reasons why people cheat. Because if there were no phones, a man will marry his wife. And maybe the only person that he'll be seeing, and maybe is his neighbors, church members, which he may likely not have anything to do with because word may get to the wife. But with social media, everything is like, you can hide it. You can hook up with a girl and, you know, everything is over. Your wife may not know another because that person is not living in your close, you know, close space. That person is not living in your community. So it's crazy. Phones are crazy. Phones are destroying a lot of homes. So social media, like, has caused a lot of problems in this Lagos. You know, the pressure keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Because another thing that can make people to feel like, oh, my husband is not doing enough. My husband is off. When they see other people's marriages and maybe this person is saying, oh, my husband does this, my husband does that. That can pressurize people, you know, pressurize couples into doing certain things that they do not want to do. You get. So apart from those that are just greedy or those that, and then there are those that they just cheat. They are just like, when you see people saying all men cheat. All men cheat is because they have come in contact with people that's just their life. Some people even say it is in a man's DNA, like men are just wired to cheat. I don't know about women, but people like to say it. I don't know about women. All men cheat, like men are just like that. They just like to cheat. So another cause of cheating in marriages in Lagos is that men just cheat. Men are just born to cheat. Men are just wired to cheat. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can say about it. That's what people say. So what do you want me to do? They say men just cheat. That's another reason. There's nothing you can do about it. Men just cheat. Is that what you think? Do you think that's right? Do you think that's cool? Men just cheat. So that's another reason why people cheat. Just because they can. You know, there are some people that have wives or husbands that don't really say, especially in you see a home where maybe the woman is the breadwinner. Most homes where the woman is the breadwinner and the man has no say. Most times the man may even know that the woman is cheating and he cannot say anything. You know, this in Lagos now, a lot of women are making money. A lot of women are doing a lot of stuff. They are making money. And most of them are even the ones feeding their husbands. A lot of marriages now, a lot of these, especially celebrities, they are the ones feeding their husbands because they are the ones making the money. A lot of these celebrities, you know, actors, actresses, they are having the money because anybody that has the upper hand in a marriage most times gets away with a lot of things. You can do a lot of things, especially if the other person is someone that maybe they don't really have a say. They are not making as much money as you are making. You know, you can get away with a lot of things. You can do a lot of things and they just, you know, keep quiet. They just swallow everything you're doing. So a lot of these celebrities most times in this Lagos, they are the breadwinner. They are feeding their husbands. They are feeding their wives. So they do a lot of stuff and get away with it. Cheating in Lagos also happens because most times people get married for the wrong reasons in Lagos. Everybody is about the glitz and glam. Everybody is about, I want to look like this. So most times people get married to people they do not even really know. And at the end of the day, ends up in cheating. Because if you got married to a lady, you saw her on social media or you saw her in public. Because in Lagos, everybody knows how to package in public. Everybody knows how to look fine. Everybody knows how to look sweet, like, oh, glamorous, beautiful. And you kept seeing this person and the person is looking good and all that. Then when you now get married, you're seeing a totally different person because marriage changes people. Trust me. Marriage changes people. People get so relaxed. A lot of men get relaxed when they are married. Some women that used to know how to dress, know how to do their nails and everything, when they get married, they stop doing it. They feel like they've arrived. Okay, let me relax. I've gotten to my goal. I've achieved marriage. I'm now a missus. They relax. So the husband is like, this is not the person this is not the slay queen I married. This is not the person I married. This is not the person I married. So before you know it, the man is going out to cheat. Most times, some women marry men for money. When they marry the man for money, and the man is, you know, they have the money and everything, they don't think about the other side. They don't think about, okay, there are other things that there is to a marriage. There are other things to a marriage than money. There are other things to a marriage than money. Oh, spending, vacation. When you come down to the real deal, when you finish the wedding and come to the marriage, what then do you do? If you discover that this your husband cannot make you happy, this your husband cannot. Some people have sex with other people because they feel connected to that person more than their husband. For example, now you get married to a Lagos rich boy, a Lagos big boy. He's making money. He's making everything. And there's no connection between you and your husband. You would definitely want it outside. You would definitely, because every, when you're spending so much time with someone, you want to feel that connection. You want to feel that companionship, okay? And if you're not getting it at home, you definitely look for it outside. So that's another reason why people cheat, because everybody's so fooled. Everybody's so, you know, blinded. Or should I say they just close their eyes to the real life? They close their eyes to real life. They just want, okay, that's Lagos. That's how we do in Lagos. You know, everybody's living the fast life until they now enter the real deal. They will now see that that's not how it is. Before you know it, before long, they are cheating. They are going outside. And then it has become like a norm in Lagos. It has become a norm. Sometimes some women even find out that their husbands are cheating. They're like, okay, what do you want me to do? Like, that's his business. They don't even care. They don't bother anymore because they've been bought. Okay? They've been bought. That's what they wanted. They know why they went there. So they have no choice. They just have to keep quiet. And then there are those that will start fighting and going all out. Oh, my husband is cheating. We've seen scenarios of how people have lost their lives because of, you know, chasing after a cheating spouse, chasing after a cheating husband, chasing after a cheating wife. We've seen it on all over social media, how so many people have lost their lives because of cheating. So cheating has a very, like, very, very negative impact on marriage because the trust is broken. In fact, it even affects the children. It affects the kids. It affects the welfare of the family. So if you know, okay, you are not comfortable with this person, why do you marry the person if you know you're going to end up cheating? But as we all know, it is Lagos. People don't really care. People don't really give a fuck. Let me say the moral values of people in Lagos is way lower than the rest of Nigeria. At least, let me say South. The South part, the Southeast part, at least they have kind of better morals. Because Lagos is like where people just come and just behave anyhow. There is no morals. People no longer respect marriage. So people do anything. Some people know their husband is cheating and they are fine with it. Some people know their wife is cheating and they are fine with it because they know what brought them to that marriage. They are there for the glitz and glam. Some of them just pose for the... You see a lot of marriages in Lagos and they just, oh, they'll be snapping pictures, doing videos. Oh, married, Mr. and Mrs. They'll be calling themselves names. But you don't know what is going on behind the scenes. A lot of shit is going on behind the scenes. These people will not tell you. They will not give you the full picture. Believe what you see on social media at your own risk. So it's crazy, okay? Things are happening in Lagos. Lots of things are happening in Lagos. You know, a friend of a friend told me that there's an association of married women in VGC that share boys amongst themselves. Yes. They will gather. They will say they are doing house party, girls night out, girls day out, girls trip. And they are sharing young girl boys. They are fucking young boys in this Lagos. Association of women, like women that come together just to share boys because they are married to men that have money. Like I said, they've been bought. Their husbands are billionaires. They travel also. They don't have time for their women. And so all these people sit down to do is to look for small boys to be fucking, to be practicing all their fantasies on. What about, okay, women that, you know, use sex toys. Their husband knows nothing about it. Okay, when the husband goes out or maybe travels or something, they are using sex toys to please themselves. When the husband is back, they are too tired to do because they've already come. Before your ogre come, you don't come. Is that also cheating? What do people think? Can we classify that as cheating? A woman using sex toy on herself every time she's using vibrator, dildo, all sorts of sex toys before her husband comes back. And her husband does not know anything about this you know, thing that she's doing. To me, I would say it is cheating. Because anything your partner does not know about, anything you are keeping a secret from your partner, it is cheating. You are pleasing yourself when you're supposed to be pleasing yourself together with your partner. Now, sex toys is the deal of the day now in Lagos. Everybody is selling sex toys on social media. Everybody is selling sex toys. A lot of, and women patronize sex toys the most because, you know, due to, like, some research have said that most women do not get, you know, orgasm from penetrative sex. If this is something you like, if it's something that you do, why not discuss it with your husband? Why are you hiding it? To me, that is cheating. That is cheating. If you're hiding something from your husband, that is cheating. Okay? Let me not even talk of people like a lot of women in the workplace. For example, we've seen all these movies where the Oga and the secretary are cheating. How do you think it starts? Who do you think initiates this thing? Most of these secretaries, they know what they are doing. They know what they are doing. You see a secretary, someone that is working in a corporate environment, wearing skimpy clothes, wearing short things. Before you know it, Oga has started to laugh and smile with her. Before you know it, Oga will start calling her into his office. Before you know it, because this woman is always giving this man temptation. You are putting a lot of things in his head. You know, when there's, I really feel for married people, okay? I pray for, it's not easy to be a married person. Because every day in Lagos, there is one temptation or the other. For example, Oga that has secretary that has done a bum. What do you think? Every time man is seeing her, because secretary is like the closest person to the man, and he's seeing her all the time, you know? And she's wearing these fitted clothes, short clothes and everything. The temptation is high. Men that will leave their wives alone with houseboy or gate man. That's why majority of children now, they don't belong to the husbands. That's what they are telling everybody now. Do DNA tests. Do DNA tests. Because that houseboy you are living in the house with your wife is giving your wife good knocking. He didn't knock your wife correct. She's a human being, of course. If she's lonely, you know, sometimes you may just need a companion. Most times, they're not really doing anything. Now, from club dance, they start. Just call the guy, and maybe they're just gisting. Before you know, they'll start growing fond of each other. Before you know it, don't enter Toto. And that thing will come out. You know, so all these things, when you're not giving attention to your partner, Lagos is a busy city. Everybody is on the run. Everybody is, you know, trying to make money. Everybody wants to make money. So most people do not even pay attention to their partners. Most people do not give time to their partners anymore. So the partner will look for, you know, the next available thing to please themselves. And it really happens in cases where one partner is working and the other partner is not really, you know, as busy as the other person. You know, they say an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So You understand, like, that person will have the time to do everything, to explore without the partner's knowledge. Another reason why 99.9% of married couples in Lagos cheat is because they are gay. A lesbian woman will get married to a heterosexual man and you do not expect her to cheat. You know, people hide their sexual identities in Nigeria a lot because of, you know, condemnation, people like insulting them or people like castigating them, you know. So a woman that knows that she's fully lesbian, like if she was not in Nigeria, if she was not born in Nigeria, she would definitely get married to a woman. She now gets married to a man in Nigeria just because, okay, society, I cannot express myself here. Let me get married to a man. And she gets married to a man. There is no how that woman will not cheat. No matter how much she tries to be a good woman, no matter how much she tries to suppress it, she will definitely start looking for girls. Now in Lagos, there are cliques. There are cliques. There are associations. They will give you any girl you need, any guy you need. If you are a lesbian, they will hook you up with lesbians. And your husband knows nothing of it. Your husband feels, okay, this is my lovely wife that I married and all that. Not knowing that this woman is a lesbian. She's the one that is capping all the girls. Now she frack all the girls. She's the one that is doing everything. Or a woman that gets married to a man that is gay. But this man is ashamed to, you know, come out of the closet and be like, okay, I'm gay. He tries to suppress it because, okay, he's a Nigerian man. He doesn't want to disgrace his family or bring shame to the family name. And he goes ahead to marry a woman. But he knows that his sexual, you know, his sexuality is gay. Like, he's a gay man. that man would definitely cheat. We've seen scenarios, we've seen cases where, you know, a woman, you know, tries to find out, oh, my husband is cheating on me. And at the end of the day, she's so shocked to find out that the man is cheating on you with another man. Like, your husband is cheating on you with another man. Because right from the onset, this man is a gay man. He's just marrying you as cover up. A lot of people marry in Lagos as cover up. You know, some cases, they like do a contract. Okay, I'm gay, but let me just get married to you as a front. Okay, let's just put up a front so that people will feel like, okay, we are married, nothing's wrong. Maybe people are speculating that he's gay or she's a lesbian, so they just get married. But the ones that, you know, they innocently go to marry, they go to marry innocent people, and they know that they are gay, they know that they cannot satisfy this person, and they end up cheating on this person. They cannot satisfy this person because that's not their sexual orientation. They end up cheating. They end up, you know, doing all sorts of stuff, running around Lagos, doing all sorts of things. I know that some of you will not even believe what I'm about to say next, but it's a shocking fact. Some married women are still into hookup. Some married women are into hookup. Some married women do hookup. And most of the time, like I wonder, why does my gender like money? My gender will not too like money. Will not too like me. Like, money is never enough for some women. Because you see some women that are married to, like, billionaires. Their husband has money. Their husband gives them anything they want. But they will still fuck another man for money. They will still do hookup. They are still into Ashawo. They are still into Olosho. They are still doing a lot of crazy stuff. Like, you're a married woman and you're doing hookup. You're a married woman and you have bestie. Some married men are having bestie. They'll be deceiving their husbands because, I don't know, the husband said, you supposed to get sense past that. A married woman that is having bestie, what are you having bestie for? You are having bestie, they'll be fucking the bestie. Some women will fuck their sister's husband. Some women will fuck their husband's father. Like, people cheat, like, sometimes when you hear the stories, like, okay, this woman cheated, she fucked her husband's driver. Sometimes you'll be thinking like, are these people normal? What is really happening? Because most times, if you look at single people self, they know they do reach these married people their own. Their own is too much. A single girl, most times, you will not see a single girl fucking a driver. Like, it can't be like, say, single people get more, like, regard for themselves past married people. Married people do too much. A married woman will sleep with her husband's father or her husband's brother. Or her sister's boyfriend. Like, they just give it. These people are out here just dishing out and everywhere they go. You know, husband is sleeping with his secretary. Most PAs that you're seeing all these husbands having, you say, he's my husband's PA. He's my husband. That's his side chick. You will not know. Most of these secretaries, that's your husband's side chick. And he's putting it in your face and you will not even know. If you're a woman, we're no sabi, we're no sharp, you will not know. These people are fucking anything. Husband are fucking house girl. Like, that one is everywhere now. We've seen a lot of popular celebrities that their news don't cast. They're fucking their house girls. You know, all these things we are seeing on Nollywood is real life scenarios that they are using to act movies. All these movies they are seeing. Kanayo will sleep with house girl. This one will do this one. This one will fuck the driver. The driver will impregnate Oga's wife. All these movies you are seeing is, you know, they are bringing real life stories and they are putting it in Nollywood. It's real life scenarios. We've seen it everywhere. The matter don't cast everywhere. I'm not going to mention names. I'm not going to, but we know these people. We've seen their stories. Their stories are everywhere. Married people. This one is fucking this one. This one is fucking. We even saw the one where the man said the friend is his bestie. She's like a sister to me. He's like a brother to me. Before you know it, penis don't enter. She's like a sister to me. He's like a brother to me. Before you know, penis don't enter. He's my cousin. Some married people even fuck their cousins. I've seen one story where this man is a married man. He fucks his wife's mother. Why? Like, I really want to know. What is the... Is it maybe they don't become so firm? I don't understand. Because most times, if you look at real, most times, things that happen in marriages, like in the aspect of cheating, it doesn't really happen in relationship. It's like, cheating happens more in marriage than in relationship. You see that these people feel like, okay, they've arrived, or okay, they are now married, so they can do anything they like now. Nobody's, you know, they are no longer sitting on the, you know, when you're in a relationship, you'll be pretending, let me not, you know, make mistakes so that this person will not break up with me. But when they're now married, like, they're now like, yes, they've solidified their place in this person's life. So then they will now start showing their color. But even at that, are they no good ones? I know they are good people, though. There are people that don't cheat. But you see this Lagos? You see this Lagos that me and you are inside? 99.9%, you cannot tell me nothing. They cheat in this Lagos. They cheat. All these people that are going to gym, married people, they'll be going to gym every day. Gym. 247, they are going to gym. All those gym guys where they flex muscles, they are fucking your wife. They are fucking all those gym girls. If you see what people are wearing in gyms these days, there is no man that will go to any gym in this Lekki, especially Lekki, and say that he's still faithful to his wife. You are cheating, sir. Because there is no how you will go to a gym for 1 month. You are seeing they are putting in your face, they are putting yash in your face. You definitely find one person, one or two. One or two will go down before you leave that gym. So Lagos is a crazy place to get married. I'm not trying to discourage anybody, but it's a crazy place to get married in. Like, you cannot even concentrate. You turn to your left, you are seeing breast. Turn to your right, you are seeing bum bum. Turn to your left, you are seeing this guy with flashy car. You are seeing this guy with money, because there are women are mostly enticed with money, because those women that are not sex starved, or they are, it's not like they are not having sex. Most times it's money, and there's lots of money in Lagos. Like, a guy can easily get as much girls as he wants in Lagos because he has the money. So people are cheating. Married people are cheating. They are forgetting their vows. They are doing all sorts of things. You know, all these house parties. They will say house party. They are doing house party, truth or dare. You are a married man, you are doing truth or dare. My brother. You are doing truth or dare. What are married people doing truth or dare for? You know, house parties. Lots of them are going down in house parties. Orgy. They are doing orgies. They have the association. They will sit down and plan orgy parties. And your wife does not know about it. Your husband doesn't know about it. But you are doing this thing. My dear, you are cheating on your husband. And it is wrong. Okay? I think that people that, you know, they are married, you've already, you should know that, okay, you've separated yourself. You supposed not enjoy everything that you wanted to enjoy in your life during your single years. Imagine someone that maybe got married at the age of 30 or maybe 35. You've enjoyed all you wanted to enjoy through your 20s, through your, you know, early 30s. So why would you get into a marriage and still cheat on your wife and still cheat on your husband? Like, there's no reasonable explanation. Like, just make it make sense. Make it make sense. Why would you sleep? Why would you cheat on your wife with your house girl? And that one is even the worst. Like, your wife cannot even, she cannot even carry her head high in public. Because some of you just go so low. That's the lowest thing you can do. A man cheating on his wife with the house girl. Like, if you even want to cheat, like, add some class to it. Do it with class. Why are you fucking your house girl? Why are you fucking your house? I'm not saying those are not human beings, but that's so low. How would your partner feel? At least you get some babes where if you cheat on your wife, that if she looked the girl, she go say yes. Yes, this is something. Like, yeah, I can see why he cheated on me. Like, the girl is, you know, she fucking. But then when you are cheating on your wife with your house girl, what do you want your wife to do? When you are cheating on your husband with your driver, that completely kills that person's ego, that person's pride, that person's self-esteem. If you are cheating on your husband with the driver, the man will feel like, oh, that means, and my wife no rates me. That means I no gauge. I'm, you know, my wife doesn't see me as anything if she can stoop so low. Because whatever you do in a marriage also tells on your partner. It rubs up on your partner. Okay? There's a lot of disadvantages. The advantages, like, probably you enjoy, you have fun, but it's definitely short-lived. At the end of the day, you still have to go back home to your wife. You still have to go back home to your husband. So it's a short-lived pleasure that can end up ruining a lot of things. You know, that can end up scattering your marriage at the end of the day. That can even disgrace you, because imagine if you news of such thing comes out in public that you cheated on your wife or your husband with a cleaner or a driver. How does that make you even seem? How does that make you look? So it's crazy. This Lagos is a crazy place. Things are happening in Lagos. On a daily basis, there's a lot of things that people are covering up. We know these things. Like, we see these things. I, for one, have experienced a lot. There are some men that will meet a girl. Before you know it, they're already telling the girl about their wife. They're already telling a girl, oh, their wife is this and that. This is how their wife is. This is how their wife used to moan. This is how their wife used to do. That's crazy. You expose your partner to harm. You expose your partner to danger when you go, you keep on cheating. You keep on moving about. You're exposing your partner to danger because there's some information about your partner that other people are not supposed to know. And then, because that person has contact with you, because you have contacts with outsiders, you start to like release some certain information. Some Lagos girls are crazy. Lagos girls are crazy. Girls are doing a lot of diabolical stuff now. You are a man. You cannot keep your penis one place. Don't make mistake and go and jam all these Kayamata girls, because they will lock you, lock your destiny, lock your family, lock everything. You'll be a slave to them. People are doing Kayamata, juju, all sorts of stuff to keep a man. And you're exposing your wife to all this. You're exposing your partner to all these things. Especially those that will cheat and they will not wear condom. A man that will cheat and go and be licking you eat, drink all the juice, drink everything, and come back home to your innocent wife. Come back home to your innocent husband. That's how you will share diseases. Your innocent husband or your wife that is sitting down at home, you will share HIV, share STD, share gonorrhea, hepatitis, staphylococcus, syphilis, everything. You will share it because you are going out there doing all sorts of stuff. You're not even protecting yourself. You're not even thinking about the person that is, you know, at home, that is trusting you to be responsible. Before you know it, some people start, you know, you can bring about your downfall. You know, it can cause a lot of problems spiritually. There's a lot of spiritual implication. I'm not trying to sound holy here, but that's what's happening. A lot of girls are locking a lot of matured men in bottle. They are locking your destiny in bottle because you want to do you want to cheat. Community. There is no girl in Lagos that doesn't know how the size of your is. There are guys like that. Like the whole streets, the whole girls know you. They know how you used to moan. They know how your is. They don't lock you. Put Kayamata don't jam you somewhere. Before you know it, you cannot function. You cannot function normally again. You cannot think normally again because all you're thinking of is to cheat. You are a community. Oh, I don't fuck. Imagine a married man telling a girl, I don't fuck with condom. You even have the audacity to cheat. You are not wearing condom and you are proud of it as a married man. I don't used to fuck with condom. You are joking with your life. Your life is already useless. You are a married man. You are proud of yourself. You're not even saying, okay, if you even want to cheat, think about that person at home. Like you are doing this for yourself and for your wife, because anything that happens to you affects your partner. You be married man. You are proud to tell a girl that you want to hook up with, I don't used to wear condom. Oga, what is your mission? What is your aim? What are you thinking about when you're saying you don't use to wear condom? So that's how a lot of men in Lagos, a lot of women in Lagos go about having unprotected sex. Unprotected sex. And you go back home and use that same that you used to fuck a shower on the road to put inside your wife's holy. Sorry. I said holy. Yes, because that one, she's innocent. You know, some people, and it's not fair that one person will cheat and the other person doesn't know about it. And person is just, before you know, a lot of married women are treating infection that they don't know the origin of that infection. You see a lot of, please hide my identity. I've been treating infection back to back. Because your husband is a community, because your wife is a community, your husband will be treating infections, diseases back to back. And you can end up in, you end up endangering that person's life. Truly. Because I know of some women that have actually contracted HIV from their husbands. I have a personal experience, like someone very close to me, you know, that died because of that thing. A friend of mine, her husband kept, you know, cheating, having unprotected sex, and then he infected her with HIV. That's how that man lost her life. But thankfully, the man also lost his life. So it's unfortunate that the woman had to also go, because most women trust their husbands. If you notice that your husband is cheating on you, your husband is not staying at home, please don't allow him to have unprotected sex with you. If you are a married woman and your husband is a community, don't allow him to have unprotected sex with you. He should wear condoms. Get tested. See, this getting tested of a thing is not only for single people or people in a relationship. If you know you are married in Lagos, every three months you have to be going for tests. Go to the lab and check yourself, because Omo, you are not safe. Your husband is out there fucking without condom. You have to test yourself before it is too late. Go and get tested every 3 months. If you realize that your husband is doing all these things, I think you should like let him be. Sometimes it's better, or you can have sex with a condom, because if not, you are endangering your life. In Lagos, trust no man. No, there's no, nobody is trusted in Lagos, because a lot of things are happening. People are doing crazy things in Lagos. Imagine someone that maybe has a fetish that is eating shit. You carry that same mouth and go back to your wife to kiss her with that mouth, and she knows nothing about it. Who knows the diseases and the infections? Because in everything, yeah, we have to be safe. We have to do it, you know, well. If you're doing something, let your partner know about it. That knowledge will make them to be able to protect themselves. For example, if your wife knows that, okay, you have these little affairs here and there, she'll be able to protect herself. She'll be able to treat herself. She'll be able to, like, you know, put some measures in place that will be able to protect her from having, you know, getting an infection or, you know, endangering her life in the process. Same goes to, you know, the husbands too. So please, let's know how we are doing things this day, because it's getting too much. It's getting out of hand, please. The one that is even busting my head is the one where, you know, all these oil companies, all these oil workers, they will say they are doing a vacation, house party. They are doing office party. You know, all these offices, you know, that have married people. You know, when you have big people, influential people, they are saying they are doing house party, office party. They are going for an office trip. But at the end of the day, they are going there to fuck. Madam for office, they knack boy for office. Married woman, a big woman in the office place, is fucking a boy in the office place. Like, these people are just fucking each other. Married men fucking married women. Like, for example, now we have like maybe 10 married men in an office, maybe 10 married women, and they are married to different people, and they will come and say they are doing office party and they are fucking each other. Like, things are going down in Lagos. Wahala for who married for Lagos. See, if you are married in Lagos, that your marriage, if you do not put God as the center, like, you use it and put like this, like, you're just deceiving yourself, because everybody is fucking your wife, everybody is fucking your husband. Everybody, we are is a fucking something. Wahala for who married for Lagos. It's not easy. It's not easy. I will pray for you guys. I will pray for you, because you people need prayers. It's not easy to be married in Lagos. Okay? It's not easy. So guys, we've come to the end of this episode. Let me know what you think in the comments, guys. Is it really true that 99.9% of married couples in Lagos cheat on their partners? 99% of married couples in Lagos cheat on their spouse. Is it true? What do you think about this? Let me know in the comment. Do you have any experiences? Did a friend of a friend of a friend tell you something? Let's know what's going down in Lagos. What are married couples up to in Lagos? Let me know in the comment section what you think. And please do not forget to follow us on all our social media platforms at Rated18_podcast. I still remain your beautiful and sexy host, King Cheek, aka Big Baby, signing out. Ciao.